So maybe this is interesting, maybe it's not. I don't know.
That's the way you're going to start the podcast?
Yeah.
This might be boring. No.
No, this
uninteresting.
Parade of Techniques. Because I had three questions, separate teams, about disgusting houses.
Oh, houses that were in poor condition.
No, disgusting. Oh. One had already been condemned.
Okay.
Another one had squatters in it.
Oh.
And this guy came at him with blood coming out of his mouth.
What?
I mean, it was crazy. So the Parade of Techniques is there's a company out there that cleans up listings.
Really?
It's called Renovation Sells. Renovation Sells, S-E-L-L-S, not C-E-L-L-S, .com.
Okay.
And there's another company that provides squatter bullies.
What?
These are people who go in and they get rid of squatters for you.
What?
Yeah, so I don't know. Check it out. It might be worth it.
Well, I think it's very interesting. How can you think that might not be
interesting?
Well,
what was interesting is that three different teams
had the same
disgusting
issue. Yeah.
Houses that they were being asked to list and ugh, yuck.
Okay, well, can I Wickmanize all that?
Okie dokie.
You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
No.
Yes, you do. Floyd Wickman taught us there's nothing
wrong
with
any
house.
The right price and terms won't cure.
So, you know, yes, you can fix it and all that. But there's also a point at which just lower the price and it'll sell. I listed a house with no...
A dollar.
I listed a house with no furnace when I was in a program. When I was an agent in a program. No furnace. It was the middle of the winter. The water was shut off.
Well, you remember the house in Pontiac they listed for a dollar.
Yeah, you just have to have the price right.
Sold
and
for $52,000.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I have a Parade of Techniques.
Great.
All right, so 2 weeks ago, it was an Ask the Experts question. I got six listings coming up, but four are ghosting me. What should I do? So we got advice, right? Like, okay, here's what you do. And one of the pieces of advice was... call, but if you don't get through, then text and, you know, make them feel guilty. Are you okay? Are you in the hospital? I've stopped by four times and I haven't seen you yet. Now I'm really worried. Did I offend you somehow? You know, you're ghosting me. I'm going to make you feel bad. Okay, that was the advice.
Is your name Casper?
Okay. So... He took that advice, and he said, just wanted you to know I was thinking of you. I'd love to get, you know, help you achieve your goals. But the last few times I've reached out, you have not replied, and I'm wondering if I've perhaps offended you.
Mm.
If so, I'm really sorry. So this was a text he ended up sending. Within 3 hours, he got an apology.
Ooh.
We are so sorry. I know this sounds cliche, but we have been so busy and this is what happened and this is why I've been out of town and someone needed me. They were sick in my family. So all of our plans have been put on hold, but we haven't forgotten you. I'm so sorry. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Thank you, Floyd, for teaching us that stuff, because man, does that work. Love it.
Ask the Experts. Spring and summer. Book of business marketing ideas. I'm stuck, and I know this is prime selling time. My number one goal is to take advantage of that and get leads from my book of business and repeat, but I'm out of ideas for what to do for spring and summer business book of business marketing. Well, here's what I'm doing. I'm doing a Mother's Day promotion. Isn't that nice? Lots of people in your book of business are mothers. I love the car wash. I always got a great response because now that the awful weather is behind us, do an event for the Children's Miracle Network. That's my company's chosen charity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always got a great response for doing the ice cream social. And this year, we're doing it at the firehouse, and it's to benefit the firemen, the policemen, and the first responders.
Wow, do the kids get to climb up in the truck?
That sort of stuff.
I mean, that's a huge hit for those young guys.
I am renting a shredder. Oh. I'm doing a shredder event right after tax season.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? I'm doing a booth for the 4th of July. A summer booth at the fair. And I'm going to use subtle branding. I'm going to have a draw. I'm thinking of either a cotton candy machine or a juggler.
Oh.
I love the juggler idea. I'm also going to tie in with local businesses and do a drawing of guess the price that this listing will sell for drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can follow up with every person.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got the can holders that keep soft drinks cold.
Okay. Huggy.
Or other drinks cold.
Yeah.
And jar openers and calendar magnets. And I've got a put a house together thing, which is really cool. And don't forget Cutco knives. That's what someone else said.
So yeah,
lots
love
of
it.
Great ideas for spring and summer marketing.
Is it okay if I throw one in?
Okay.
You should have come to Business Breakthrough in November and done your calendar, and you'd have the whole year planned out. That's what we do, and we pick each other's brain. I love that it happened in R-squared, yay. But man, I'm telling you, that power of being in a room with a bunch of people doing that kind of planning, because it's spring and summer.
Well, that's what a mastermind is.
Yeah.
And that's where all the creativity comes out.
Yeah.
So join us May 22nd in Columbus, because
yeah, for sure.
We have lots of stuff to think
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we got a lot of things we need to work on.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my Ask the Experts question. I had a buyer that bought a house and it fell through before the closing. I need to reopen the conversation with the buyer. What do I do? And there was more details. And because here's what we heard. I'm gonna write down what I wrote. I'm gonna read you what I wrote. Don't throw good energy after bad. Move on. Let them go. Make one last call. So I don't remember all the details, but it was obviously horrible. Do I dump this buyer? You know, what do I do? And then this one. You remember the meeting, Michael, where we did buy or die?
Yes.
What do you remember about that meeting?
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, you just lied to me and said yes, even though you don't remember.
I remember the buy or die theme.
Right, the theme.
Yeah.
And Floyd was teaching us that somebody stays on your list till they either buy or they tell you, get off my porch, you know, go away. And he was teaching us trainers, right?
Like, yes.
Yeah, that this is when you prospect, this is the way it works. You just drip, 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 drip. And so combine that with Mary Palin's friendly stalking program.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember my stalking program?
In the windows of opportunity.
Yeah, well, so
Banshee calling,
yeah. Stalking, whatever you want to call it. So here's the recommendation. First of all, nobody ever comes off the list. They tell you to go away, then you can go away. They buy from somebody else, then fine. But otherwise, they stay on the list until they have bought. And stalking means you call them in the morning and you leave a message saying, oh, I'm so sorry, I missed you. I'd really like to talk to you. You know, now that we've lost this other house, you know, let's figure out our plan B. And then you call them in the afternoon and they don't answer, so you don't leave a message. And then you call them in the evening and say, oh, geez, you must have had a really busy day. I'd really like to get a hold of you. I'll try again tomorrow morning. And you do that 3 times a day for like 3 or 4 days. And then, okay, now they're really ghosting you and they do not want to talk to you. So they go in your mail call C. You know, you can let it go 30 days before you dial them again, but they should be getting a piece of mail from you, you know. So send them stuff, mail call C, and stalk, but buy or die. We don't ever let someone go till they've made you an income. You earned an income. Just because it was a fall through, that's no fun.
And they're not uncommon.
Right.
So, did anybody mention KYFC, keep them hopping?
Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, when people ghost you after a fall through, it's because they're disappointed.
Yeah.
You set up expectations that were not meetable.
Perhaps.
Because fall throughs are happening.
Yeah.
And if you keep people hoping or hopping, whatever, Keep your fingers crossed. It's too soon to get excited. Yeah. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
Then when it does, it's not as bad. It's like, why do we build fall-throughs into our business plan?
That's right.
Because they don't hurt so much when they happen if you know they were going to happen and you planned for it.
That was very smart. I'm so glad you added that. I like working with you.
I like working with you.